Where were you born? Were you born here in Pittsburgh? Are you a native Pittsburgh?
No, I was born in Virginia.
Virginia.
And we came up here in 1932.
Uh-huh.
I was born in 1926.
Mm-hmm.
And more or less raised up here.
Up here, yeah. You city school, I mean, the schools and everything.
School up here, but my father was a graduate of County High School.
Uh-huh.
At our university.
Oh, okay. When did you get interested in music? Anybody in your family play?
Yes, my mother played violin, piano, and organ for the church.
Right.
So I started when I was 10 on piano.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't too successful with that, so I picked up the trumpet. I started that at 12.
Mm-hmm.
So, 71 now, so
mm-hmm.
outside of 20 years bit off.
Mm-hmm. All that time. Yeah. Where'd you go to school? When you ended up, like a junior high band in high school?
Knoxville Junior High.
Okay.
Orchestra.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then from there I went to a professional band, marching band.
Mm-hmm.
Iron City Elks.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, when you went to the Elks, were you in the Union when you started playing with the Elks band?
No, I didn't get into the Union till late.
Right.
Because it wasn't that much work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To make it worthwhile.
Did you take any private trumpet lessons, you know, in your early days?
Yeah, well, my early days I took private lessons from Italian professor named Professor Mazdea, which had a couple of sons that played instruments.
Mm-hmm.
So Joe Mazdea played down there.
In the theaters.
In the theaters.
Yeah.
And played the marching band.
Mm-hmm.
So I did take some lessons there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I played it in service, but I didn't play in the. It was just the band that was made up in the outfit I was in.
There wasn't a regular army band?
Like yeah.
Just pick up?
Yeah. It was just a band brought together for people that mm-hmm. had to make the mm-hmm. band to go to D.C.
Well, where were you stationed?
Great Lakes.
Oh, you were in the Navy?
I was in the Navy, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Then I wound up with a CB.
Yeah. When were you up at Great Lakes?
44.
It's funny you would say CBs because I was up in 45, yeah. And when I come out of boots, I was a fireman, and they sent me up to Davisville with the CBs, Davisville,
yeah.
Rhode Island.
Yeah. So I went to Fort Wynne from mm-hmm. Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and CBs.
Right.
From there we went over to
Okay.
We were a replacement for Guadalcanal people, about right. 200 of them.
And they were sending them back.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sent them back.
Yeah.
Sent them back.
Yeah.
So I come out in
46. Mm-hmm. But you didn't play, but you weren't in any Navy band?
No. Not going to the mm-hmm. school. It was a Navy band on the base.
Mm-hmm.
A black Navy band.
Yeah. Was Clark Terry in them up there when you were there?
I believe he was.
Yeah.
He was up there.
And Willie Smith, the alto player.
Willie Smith is up there.
And I think Marshall Royal was up there.
Yeah, because I know those guys had about 10 years on me.
Yeah.
Or 8 years on me.
Anyway. Yeah, something like that. Right.
So they were playing. They were
right.
playing with Harry Davis. And
right.
Yeah. So that's one of the reasons that I didn't make the band.
Mm-hmm.
They give you audition.
Oh, yeah.
So I wound up in the drummer's bugle corps.
Right.
And I played mostly what I did, basically, up there was play taps.
Mm-hmm. Things like that.
Take the flag up, bring it down, set the flag.
Right.
And, yeah, those guys was up there.
Yeah.
Louis Jordan.
Yeah.
Come in. We go across the way over
to Green Bay.
Main base.
Yeah.
And then come back over to our base at Camp Lawrence. So
yeah. There. Oh, well, I was in Robert Smalls. When I went up, I was in Robert Smalls, and Truman, because the war was over. When I went up, the war was over, and then VJ had happened, you know,
okay.
the Japanese state.
Right.
So then Truman had integration, and that's when they were beginning to send the black guys to Green Bay and the white guys to Robert Smalls.
Oh, okay.
And I got caught up in that, and I was in one of when they began to have integrated companies. I was in one of the first integrated companies to break boots. I come out in September. You know, I finally broke boots in September in Great Lakes. But I got to hear Clark Terry in there. And Sam Donahue was up there, Ray Anthony.
I played with Sam Donahue when he came back, come back on a ship. Mm-hmm. We got a band together on the ship. I played with him. He was a ranger and a saxophone player.
Right.
Along with Sam Hurt. That's right.
Oh, was Sam in the Navy up there too?
No, Sam was in the Army.
Oh, he was in the Army.
We were coming back to
transport.
Feet discharge.
Right.
And this fella got this band up together.
Right.
Couple of days we were playing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Then I said in a lot of bands like the one Footer had. Mm-hmm. It was that time with me, Tommy Tarantino, and this Mitchell Grover played
Grover.
That's where I met him.
Well, when you first started playing like with the Elks band, did you play with any other younger groups,
the committee, we had a little,
something that you got together.
Brother-in-law played trombone, and Harold Lee played the drum.
Mm-hmm.
Harold Lee, Cecil Brooks, Doc Miller, they're
from they're all from up this area. Yeah.
So we got together, and Buzz Moody, he's from there too.
Right.
Had something on.
Well, do you recall when you first joined 471? When you first joined the Union? Was it before you went to the Navy or after?
I was after.
After?
Yeah, much later.
Much later. After
I think I started working with a couple of guys that were in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I got in there, because they...
Probably around the 50s?
Around the 50s.
Was it before, just before Cridler with the concert bands and that?
Yeah, no, a little after.
After. Well, then that was in the mid-50s, because around 54.
Yeah,
because I remember I did a couple of things, but that was around 54, 53, 54 or something. Had to be after that, because we were in East Liberty.
Yeah. See, we were backing up for some groups, Smokey, what's his name?
Smokey Robinson.
There was some woman. She was the
promoter. Right.
And then when I worked for Brandy's out there for a while, and I hung out with Pete Hiddleston for a while. He had the talent show with Westray. He was in charge of that. So we gig out for him and do what he did that. Because he was in charge not to run into him by accident. I ain't seen him in 20 years, but...
Yeah, he's still around. Yeah.
He was going pretty good there when I left him.
When you first got involved in the Union, did you go to the Union meetings and participate in Union activities and things?
No, I never. Never. All I did was...
Paid your dues.
Play my dues. And when I didn't play my dues, George
was on
come around and said, well... You gotta pay your dues.
Yeah, that's the nature of it.
So that's about it. That's where I'm at in that.
Right. Because I know we had quite a 471, I mean, in terms of union and non-union musicians, they would get on us about playing with non-union guys.
Yeah.
And that was a serious thing.
Yeah. But see, it wasn't that many places. Mm-hmm. That we could play.
I know.
But there was a lot of places that were non-union places.
Right.
Just about every corner.
Right.
Somebody playing. Especially on East Liberty and Wally Avenue from Thomas Street on up to Heron Avenue.
It was always.
About 10 different three to four or five
weeks. Combos. Right.
We come up there, etc. A lot of outlets to play.
Do you play any other instrument?
Yeah, I play baritone
for the
last 3 years because you need a baritone.
Mm-hmm.
And you got that couple baritones with a guy who played tenor sax. Mm-hmm. He's still living, I believe. Faye White.
Oh, right. Sage did.
Is he dead?
Yeah, I'm almost certain Sage did.
Well, if he died, he must have died in the last 5 years.
Yeah, I believe.
I played that horn about four.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He gave that horn to the other horn to Smitty place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To Dave Barnett.
Mm-hmm.
Which he did that.
Mm-hmm. Did you do much work like in the clubs around, you know, around the city?
See me like Crawford Grill clubs like that, not that type, but what a saloon type of place. Like Mason and Parker's.
Oh, okay.
And places like that.
Right, right. Carney Post. And
yeah, and the Elks.
Right.
The Elks had something going on every weekend.
Yeah.
All the Elks. I played Aliquippa.
What was the Elks, wasn't there, Iron City.
Iron City, that's where the
Hill House. Near where the Hill House is now.
Yeah, well, when I started, it was out on Fulton Street. Next to the Washington Club and the Windy.
And the La Windy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The Elks were down there.
Okay.
And then we tore that down and moved up to where the Hill House is. After that, they put the Hill House in.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That was where the Elks is.
Right,
all
right.
And some of the guys from the Greater Pittsburgh, some was Northside.
Right. Because that was like, wasn't there a long walk? Didn't you go up some steps and a long walk back to the
Elks?
Across the Roosevelt Theater.
Right.
Okay.
You walked way back.
Was Vern King part of that?
Vern King was
the drummer. Yeah.
He also played for the entertainment.
Yeah.
Sundays and such and such.
Yeah.
He was the first.
Because I had worked with him a little bit, a few years.
Vern King. Yeah. And medicine guy there, but. Went up to Perry Bar, forget it, but he played drums. He was something in the probably north side of Greater Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. But
was there much like in the parading? Was there much? I don't want to call it competition, but was there much like pride in Northside Elks or the Greater Pittsburgh?
Yeah, right.
I mean, each group had its
each
own
group had
its own thing.
People, yeah,
had its own thing.
Well, we had some.
Yeah.
Terrible Tank, a couple of players there.
Yeah.
Like Doc Franklin and Manny Go and stuff. Our Greater Pittsburgh, Tony Blossom.
Yeah.
Some of them older fellows.
Yeah.
And Northside Elks, they had Porter, Baritone. They had some good people up there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and occasionally we'd get together.
Mm-hmm.
The conventions, all the free bands.
Right. All
get together. Yeah. Other than that, there would be.
Right. What was in fact on North Side? Was that the one that was Arter on West Jefferson? Wasn't there American Legion?
American Legion, yeah.
Yeah, American Legion post.
North Side, right.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, North Side up. They might have been on North Side one time, and they came up there in 1900.
Okay.
Because it's a cornerstone. I'm and just like the our city up, used to be. The old Colonial Band. I think 1926. This fellow, old fellow, passed away. He told me the history of it.
Right. Do you remember it was a
brass? They merged.
Who?
Merged. That band sort of, the Elks took them over
and
sponsored them.
Okay.
Because back then you had sponsors, you know.
Right.
Like the person that was, y'all grew our band was the Undertaker Turner. McTurner.
Oh, McTurner, right.
He was.
Okay. Yeah. Did John Crumpleton, did you ever play with him or know much about him?
Who?
John Crumpleton. From Northside.
Heard of him, right.
Yeah, because I've seen his name on I have an old roster.
Yeah.
And his name came up in Brassfield. Yeah. You ever hear that?
They're older guys,
they're, you know.
Like Honey Boy Minor and that.
Yeah, well, you know Curtis Young? Kurt Young?
Yeah, I've
met him. Did you?
That trumpet player he had, Booney, what's his name? Booney, yeah.
Marin Hazel.
He was an excellent
Bill Eckstein, yeah. Yeah, because Bass McMahon and Booney and somebody else I believe was in their band.
Yeah, he had a big sound.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big tubs. You could tell he was a, like a orchestra
right.
Band player.
Yeah, he was a seasoned player. Right. Did you study any music, go to any music schools or do any kind of studying, harmony theory and anything like that?
No, I didn't get to do that, but I bought books on that.
Right, you
self-taught myself, yeah. And I got that Auburn book,
right,
which I never did finish.
Well, I don't think there's anybody that has finished it.
I sort of associate myself with, mm-hmm. with musicians,
right.
That do more than what I did,
mm-hmm.
so that helped me.
That brings you up.
Yeah, yeah. I get a little bit from this guy, yeah. A little bit from him, a little bit from that.
And you've always worked at some laboring profession. You've always had a job.
Yeah, I went to school for that.
Right.
I went to trade school for that.
Did you go to GI? Did you go GI?
No. Yeah, I went, when I came out, I went to technical school.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Diesel,
yeah. Right.
Yeah. But all before that, in my school, my senior year, mm-hmm. I went to Allegheny Vocational School. Mm-hmm. I went to Belfield. Knoxville instead of going to South Hill, mm-hmm. I went on the north side. I went to trade school.
Where was it?
It was on North Galveston and right off of Allegheny.
I know because
it's back in the south right in that corner the Megan Food is on the corner, and there used to be drugstore on that corner. That's a busy corner. North Lincoln and Galveston.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
School back there. Yeah. Big old building.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's close to community college.
Right.
Yeah. Right in there. In fact, before they put that new roadway in, because remember we used to go down, what was that? Western Avenue, isn't that?
Yeah,
the one, and then he used to make a bend going down to the bridge and down to the point, Exhibition Point, and all that,
yeah.
And the bridge. I know what you're talking about because they had a,
that runs way back.
That's a long time ago because I used to ride around on a truck with my grandfather.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember all that. When you said Galveston, I knew what he was talking about, and I was trying to get it together.
Now our gym was up there on that hill, and when they tore down the north side, down where that
stadium and all that.
Exhibit service, car dealer,
right.
Everything else down there.
Sure. Well, do you remember the exhibition grounds that was there?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because
yeah.
I went...
Johnny J. Jones Circus.
And I went to see my knowledge of the Irving Single and the Brownskin Models.
Uh-huh.
Remember? Because that was the jig show on the Carnival Circus.
Yeah.
So then, as it turns out, in 51, I went with that show.
Yeah, okay.
I went two summers. I did 51 and 52 with the Brownskin Models, and we did fairs and things out in the Midwest. We didn't do state fairs. We did major counties and communities like that. And then up in Michigan, they do it all. Jackson, Monroe, Battle Creek, all them places.
Yeah,
up there,
they
do it, and they have had a big fair.
Yeah.
Did you ever do any traveling? Were you ever on the road with any bands or anything like that?
No, never on the road.
Okay.
But then I stayed mostly working because I couldn't.
You couldn't leave on that job.
I couldn't make it up on that salary.
Right.
Then, like I say, did I marry in 1948? So I had my 50s. In a month or two.
No kidding. Yeah. Congratulations.
And I was playing before I met her.
Right. How was your relationship with, some of the union, not George and Jim Baldwin, but how was your relationship with Stoney? And Carl, the presidents and the officers.
Yeah.
How did you feel with them?
Yeah, but it had no problem.
Yeah.
We got along all right, too. then, like I said, to me, I sort of looked up into that, the older season. Mm-hmm. And 4, 5, 6 years old,
yeah.
A little bit different.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
These kids,
yeah, they don't respect nothing.
That's, yeah. We did have that upgrade, yeah, mm-hmm. Respect, yeah.
Right. When you, how did you get connected with Krigler in the concert band? Was it,
a thing that was abandoned, and then there were, the ones that were playing was curious to go out and see what was going on.
Right, and most of them were Elks, I mean, band players like that anyway.
I don't know about that. What's his name? His boy.
Who, Albert Aaron?
Aaron, yeah.
Well, he was out of high school.
I met him. I was too. I worked in a garage in back of his house.
Mm-hmm.
And see, his mother had 3 adopted
boys. Right.
3 or 4.
Right.
And I had the daughter.
Oh, okay.
He still had a daughter.
Oh, okay.
He had 2 daughters.
You guys are related. Yeah.
But see, I didn't know him then.
Yeah.
But the daughter got. I mean, the,
right.
The voices in there.
Yeah.
And, just to hear one of them. What's his name?
Yeah.
But I never got a chance to meet him, but I heard him play. So
yeah.
He practiced all the time. And then he
was in that. The concert band picture.
Yeah, right. I said, well, here's a concert player.
Practice
what I did.
Oh, yeah. He was sincere.
And that's what you have to do, run all the scale, like 3 years. You run them all, program, up and down, you dissect them and set the session. So I picked up a lot of them.
Yeah.
I used to practice at his mother's kitchen on Bryson Street.
Did you ever get together with other brass players, trumpet players, or whatever? And well, like you're saying with Pete, you know, did it with him. But what about the guys out of
Pete and then the Tommy Terrence thing? I got together with him. Mm-hmm. We played in the Ellis Hotel on the south side. They moved down to the lower bottom part of the hill, mm-hmm. up from Fifth Avenue there.
Yeah.
We played down there, and then Petey, we played, mm-hmm. there, played with him. Not Petey,
Tommy. Yeah.
And then afterwards, we played it out. Mm-hmm. I played with his dad, because dad played with that
saxophone. Yeah.
And, Stan comes out and borrowed the section,
right?
So he could take it up to the third bar. Right. Stan never did play with the horse.
No.
Neither did Tommy, as far as I know.
No, I don't think so.
No, they were playing top of that.
In the clubs.
Right. Right. He with the plastic reed.
Oh, yeah, Rico's.
And brass mouthpiece.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't use that plastic, that flat flat.
Yeah, flat room.
I guess it gives
Duke
it a big
yeah,
sound.
It's a better sound.
So his dad had a big sound anyhow.
Yeah.
So most of them older saxophone players had big sounds. Mm-hmm.
Well, but
Scott, they had big.
Yeah, because they didn't have
sound.
Their microphone business wasn't that prevalent in the modern days.
Sure.
No. And then I know, because when I came through, we might have one mic, you know, a central mic, and that would be it. But I was on a job the other night, Thursday. In fact, I went up to Oral City, and everybody's mic.
Yeah.
And 2 mics on the drums, you know, one on the bass drum, and one on the
side.
I mean, what for?
Yeah. Mostly back there, the mic we put it mostly on the bass fill. Played on electronic bass, he played a string bass.
Right.
All the guys I played with
his fingers are hard as bricks. Skin condition though.
Well, he might have something.
He was like that. But Spider was on the road with me when I was with Lloyd Price. Yeah. See, Spider was a bass player with us, you know, up to then. Yeah. And but Spider could play though.
Oh yeah. Most of them guys back there could.
Did you go to a club? You didn't socialize in the club that much then, huh? Down the hill.
Well, I went to what club?
The musicians' club.
No, not that much.
You didn't go that much.
Not that much. Yeah. Used to hang up with what's his name? Played the bongo.
Oh, Will Smith.
Not Will Smith.
Beans.
Yeah. He'd always be out of there listening to the people across the grill coming through there.
Right.
That's the a lot of times I'd be up there.
Right.
I listened to him too, because I couldn't afford to get in there.
Yeah.
David King and
Well, would you go to the Club of East Liberty very much?
A couple of times. Not that much.
Not that much.
See, because I'm back this way.
Right, okay.
And then I was pretty young.
Yeah.
To be going in there. You couldn't stay in there too long.
Yeah.
And not that much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were there a lot of, how many guys like in the community, in the neighborhood with you, you know, as you were coming up? Do you recall how many guys were?
I'd say about 10.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more. Well, it's three drummers. It was Harley,
Brooks and Moody.
Brooks come
later.
Brooks
yeah.
and Moody. And did I get Tommy, what's his name? Miller.
Oh, Doc, yeah.
Doc, yeah. And myself, I played trumpet. There was a brother-in-law played trombone. The fellow up the street, he played trumpet. Jones, and then his brother.
Was that?
He played Jones.
Was, that's not
Sybaracco.
Oh, Sybaracco. And Andy had a piano. You know.
That's his brother. Andy.
Yeah, Andy. Yeah. Right.
Andy was up on tap.
Yeah.
And then we had.
What about Jim Armstrong was from up this way, wasn't he?
Yeah, Armstrong. Yeah. Man, he came up. I think he learned when he came up.
Yeah.
So I remember when he first came up.
Yeah.
Armstrong and a few more.
Yeah.
So there's about 10 or 12.
Yeah.
From the neighborhood. About that time.
Right. And then I remember there was another guy, Devon.
Devon, he played. Yeah, I got the picture. Yeah. Devon and his brother and his sister.
There was a younger one that saxophone player that I'm talking about.
Oh, Robert. Tenor. Yeah, that's Robert. He lives down the street. Yeah, okay. He brought me this picture up the other day. So I showed him the picture. Yeah. He had this picture, and that's him. That's him back there. See? Oh. That's him back there.
But what band is this?
That's a band. He could tell you more about it than I could. He just right down the street. He might be home. See, I got him on this picture here. But I played with him, see?
Wow.
That's the way back. This might get a clear shot. We played up there.
I wish we knew what the name of the band
is. We'll stop down this house and I'll give him.
That's really
Johnson.
Yeah.
That's this one. But some of these guys here, I don't know, this guy here is
That's a little clarinet player.
Yeah.
Because he was out of Krigler's concert band.
Now this is me here. See? And that's Bob Tate.
Oh.
And that boy there is named Leonard. This is Pickett.
Wow.
That's his trombone player.
Yeah.
And that's Dave Barnett.
Dave Barnett.
But he's only half a block from here. So we'll stop now and see him on the way out. See?
Wow, I'd like to know the names.
Yeah.
Like you make a copy of this if possible. Yeah.
He'll give you a copy. He'll give you a copy. Because he gave me a copy.
Yeah.
Because I had a copy off of that one. And there's Smitty down there.
I don't remember marching bands and things like that.
Yeah.
When I came through, what's this on the back?
See.
Pennywell. Oh, Clarence Pennywell.
He thought it was a photographer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
We'll stop down. We'll see Robert. Right. Robert, he was the director of that band.
Oh, he was the director of it?
Yeah. So you see, he got the wife at a certain time.
Oh, I didn't notice that. I didn't know. Well, see, I didn't know who it was.
Yeah, that's the one. And see, they had a lecture. And
is this Ollie Steve?
That could be, yeah. 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 Well, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, I know. Know.
So it would be. Here I am. Here.
Yeah.
I'm here at the.
Yeah.
See that? That don't even look like me.
Yeah. Okay.
That has to be.
That's quite a while
50
ago.
50 years ago.
Yeah.
Because I'm 71.